USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Both Chairman Powell and many of the significant banking personnel and economists say we're not in recession.
President Biden speaking from the White House about the second quarter GDP report released Thursday. The report shows the economy shrunk by 0.9%. This marks the second consecutive quarter the U.S. economy shrunk, a key indicator of a recession and the technical definition. A bipartisan semiconductor bill passes in the House and is headed to President Biden's desk. The bill aims to boost the production of computer chips in America. It's also designed to make the United States more competitive with China. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 332 points to close at 32,529. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The illegal immigrant accused of raping a 10-year-old girl who traveled outside of Ohio for no reason to have an abortion will remain in jail until trial. During a hearing in Columbus, a judge said she won't allow Gerson Fuentes to return to the same home where the little girl lives. The 27-year-old has pleaded not guilty to rape. The fallout goes on after the arrest of a couple accused of secretly operating as Russian spies in Hawaii. Now the attorney for the woman arrested last week says a photo of her client in an authentic KGB uniform isn't what it appears. Her attorney says the woman and her husband have nothing to do with Russia and the outfits were photographed in don't even belong to them. A new Gallup poll found that only 11% of American adults have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in TV news, and only 16% have such confidence in newspapers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new bill is being put forth in the House.
The RAP Act, or Restoring Artist Protection, has been introduced in the U.S. House by Georgia Congressman Hank Johnson and New York Congressman Jamal Bowman. That would protect artists from having their lyrics used in court as evidence against them. It's being argued Freddie Mercury did not confess having just killed a man by putting a gun against his head and pulling the trigger. Bob Marley did not confess to having shot a sheriff. And Johnny Cash did not confess to shooting a man in Reno just to watch him die. Rapper Young Thug is testing the constitutionality of his lyrics being used against him. He was arrested in May on charges of gang activity and conspiring to violate the RICO Act. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Thousands of goats have been put on patrol in California communities to reduce wildfire risks. East Bay Regional Park District Assistant Fire Chief Kari Helai says it cost millions of dollars, but has already helped firefighters stop at least one blaze.
For us, it was a proven example that the combination of fuels management along with a quick fire response is a proven method to keeping our neighbors safe from catastrophic wildfire.
The LeBron James Family Foundation is sponsoring Chris Buescher's number 17 Ford Mustang in a NASCAR race. The foundation sponsoring Buescher at Michigan's International Speedway on August 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.